Good morning, people of the wasteland. I'm Inquisitor Foreman. Today is July 27th, 2297. Again, today is another new day of the wasteland. 2 p.m. I am Inquisitor Foreman. And today, I'll be talking to you about more events that are happening. So, today, we finally found the people who stole that virus. As that killed, you know, Paladin Rouse whole unit. We found them. They never actually did use it. We killed them. Jerome killed them, actually. It wasn't us. He found them first. And we were able to safely get the virus back. And we're actually going to hide it in our vault. Where we keep a lot of products that, you know, aren't exactly very safe. Like all the alien weaponry that we found and whatnot. So that's that. The memorial has already happened. We buried his whole team along with him. We're repairing all of his power armor and whatnot. So be ready. It's kind of a sad day that today that we buried him and whatnot. Really does suck. Well, anyways, today we established, they actually restored parts of the medical facility in Michigan in around Traverse City, or Traverse, however you want to pronounce it. So that whole area is starting, you know, kind of flourish with the Brotherhood presence. A rationing project. We're about a quarter of the way done. And we actually have a set date. So July 31st. Or 1st, I don't know. I mean, there might not be one this month. Who knows? Or some of you might know, but yeah. So that's going to be happening. Woo-wee! Hey, 31st, that's when it's going to be a done. God bless America. We will be sending out rations to, the NCR, because, we actually completed peace treaty. We are at peace with the NCR. We're finally back to being our top glory as well. We are friends with one of the most powerful factions in California. Woo! I am happy. Sucks. There are some things that happened that sucked. Again, we interrogated the Green Men. Again, we don't know where they're from. We don't know who they are. We can't understand them. One of them actually killed himself by bashing his head off again into metal, off the metal walls. So now we only have two prisoners. So, well, that kind of sucks, but that's not all. Well, I mean, it kind of can be, but still got to continue with our old little broadcast, you know? So, we are here. Our rationing project's almost done. We've made over 3,000 bottles of Aquapira. So we might start sending out Aquapira first. And so official Brotherhood of Steel Aquapira. You can buy one now for one Brotherhood of Steel dollar. So get one now. So get it. Why not? I mean, it's fresh, clean water from an aqua plant, from a water purification plant. Rationing, we've made over 2,000, little boxes of rationing. So, if you want, buy one, now, but we're still kind of, you know, doing the whole release system. Again, I have some sad news. One of our squads went missing. We haven't heard from them since last night. So July 26th, about 11 at night. So they've been missing for a little while. I hope their families are doing okay. I hope they're doing okay. I hope they weren't taken or killed. But again, more good news. We are ready to, we are getting more recruits. We have another sponsorship. Woo! So our sponsorship today is Moral of Brotherhood of Steel. Oh, yeah, more of about the Brotherhood of Steel. So today, again, join up in the Brotherhood of Steel as you can get the finest education in the wasteland. Get the best food in the wasteland. Get the best water. You can get get your whole little Brotherhood of Steel uniform. You can get power armor. You can meet Jerome or Deathclaw. Deathclaw. You can meet all of our ghouls. We can meet our friends, our ghouls, our synths, our regular Brotherhood of Steel members. You can meet whomever. Actually, we actually discovered a vault with vault dwellers. So actual living vault dwellers. And it's in Vault 213. It's Alaskan Vault. And man, did all those people, were surprised. We're able to get the vault open by using Morse code on their vault door. And so we found a bunch of vault dwellers, and they actually agreed to be a part of the Brotherhood of Steel. So now we have a bunch of vault dwellers who are unaffected by radiation and whatnot, who have actually a lot of new education, and now we're pretty much having our education kind of morphed together. So we learn about the pre-war, and then we teach them about all the events that's happened and that they never even heard about, like, Liberty Prime walking through the streets of, Washington, D.C., all that, the Capital Wasteland for some people, about the events of Boston, about how Liberty Prime and name was founded again by the Brotherhood of Steel. We're actually thinking about trying to recover Liberty Prime. And, Arthur Max and his Brotherhood of Steel, they're dead. They're all dead. They shouldn't have tried to, try to overtake the Boston Wasteland or Commonwealth, whatever you want to call it. He shouldn't have tried to do that. And especially, most of his forces were in a stupid airship. He shouldn't have had very many people on that airship because he pretty much screwed himself by having everyone be on there. That was pretty much a stupid idea. Well, that's the whole story with that. We're going to be trying to recover Liberty Prime as he's pretty much just pacing back and forth. Or within a line. We're going to get him back. We're going to have him. We're going to try to power him up so he stays powered. I know they currently did, but I think he's running out of juice. We have two Liberty Unitas that are at our Brotherhood of Steel base. But we want Prime, so we can try to, add to him. Make him better and stronger. So that's what's going on with us. So good news, very good news. We're having a whole team go out there on one of our large airships. We're pretty much just going to have Liberty Prime follow us. It's throughout the whole wasteland until he finally gets here. Which, I know some of you might not know this, we found out that Operation Anchorage Alaska was false. They did take back Anchorage and parts of Alaska, but the thing that people didn't know is that Anchorage was retaken by the Chinese. And so the whole army after they were pretty much pulled out of China. And a couple days before the whole nuclear bomb dropped, they retook Alaska, or Anchorage. And we found recordings of John Holler. I've never even heard of this man before, but he has all kinds of like stuff that he's talked about that were like, whoa. Like, he talked about this dude named Nathan Howard. And like his whole Yankee squad and how they've been to China, the Philippines. And how they had to redo whatever the general's name is from Alaska. That dude, that whole Operation Anchorage. I can't believe how false that was, man. Everyone thought that we took Alaska back. It barely even lasted 2 days. I can't believe that, man. I can't believe it. I really can't, man. It's really just news to me. I mean, all the, like, once we actually had, like, Anchorage itself, we found all these holotapes. And our scribes, we've had scribes going in and out of there for days. Scribes and squires just picking up what they can get. And we even found these huge field cannons that we were told they destroyed in Anchorage, but actually they didn't. Those cannons are still there. Three of them were destroyed. We still had about 10. So we're starting to move them over to where we are at. So we're moving them about 3 miles from Anchorage to where we're at now. And they have a bunch of shells just hanging out. So we're having convoys, or like having vertebrates show up. Also, good news. We were able to defeat pretty much most of the Imperial Steel, and we restored 16 out of the 22 Stingrays. So we're actually starting to get some air forces. We have our own little air force that we're starting to build up. So, good thing, right? I mean, now you're actually going to see some air power coming in. Like, vertebrates, we're having our own air power. And we actually traded up with the Steel Spartans to give us more destroyed Stingrays. So we're having an airship come back with about 30 just destroyed Stingrays. I guess that crash landed or that are like ripped in half or something. And we're starting to restore all this. Oh, we restored a bunch of vertebrates. We're starting to restore. Yeah. We're actually even restoring. We found an old American warships. Not that stupid Chinese one we find in Wainwright. Hey, we're actually getting this huge American warship. And we're going to start trying to build up our own Navy. Isn't that cool? I'm really surprised how much we're doing now. Most people thought this whole world would be dead forever. And that a human race would never come back. America, we are strong. We won't let these bastards, these Chinese bastards, take us down. They are the ones who caused this dang war. They are the ones who fired the first nuke. I can't believe it, man. There is one thing I want to tell you guys. There was a nuclear warhead we found. It was a dud. And it's about 10 miles away from our base. And it had the Vault-Tec logo on it, along with Vault Boy. Like, that is insane. There was a nuclear warhead that had Vault-Tec on it. Like, did Vol-Tec have a bit of a part in the whole nuclear devastation? We found a nuclear silo, an American nuclear silo. And guess what? All those nukes had Vol-Tec on them. We found about 16 nukes in that nuclear silo. I'm just blown away, man. We're going to try to react. We're going to try to get those nukes up. So if it is like the last resort, we can use them. Well, today, July 27th, 2297, this is Inquisitor Foreman. Pretty much broadcasting will be over. Hope you guys are safe. Eat well. Stay safe. Stay away from Minnesota, from Elder Forkwin. All that fun jazz. Peace out, my loving followers. Have a good day. Have a good life. Stay safe. Peace.